Hi, I'm Colin Masson. I'm the Industry Solution Director for Manufacturing for Microsoft's Cloud and Enterprise team. And I really want to talk to you today about how advanced analytics is at the core of the digital transformation that's happening in manufacturing. If we really look at what is happening in manufacturing, we're moving from kind of traditional push, linear supply chains to really putting the customer and a whole new generation of smart products at the core of what is often being called the fourth industrial revolution in manufacturing. And if I kind of net it out, there's a lot of words on the slide here and we kind of built out the whole picture, but it's really about moving from selling products to really selling products as a service. And so almost every manufacturer that I'm talking to is in some shape or form trying to work out how do they monetize service. And they monetize the new insights that they're getting from deploying smart products, usually powered by the Internet of Things or the Industrial Internet of Things, as it's often called. And that leads us kind of into the role that advanced analytics has to play in this whole transformation that's going on. So not only is product as a service at the core of this digital transformation, and often people will talk about the servitization of manufacturing, another term that you may hear. If we look at this whole transformation, it's driven by many of our needs to get these custom products and deliver a custom service, increase our margins. But the guys that really have to deliver on all of this are the core guys in manufacturing. So now if we look at the role that advanced analytics is playing in this transformation, you probably see where I'm headed already. We've kind of got all of this change that's being forced on manufacturing. They're trying to get new customer insights from those smart products that they've got out there. They're trying to ensure that their workforce in the ground, in the digital factory, are given as much insight as possible into what they need to make and how they need to make it. And so they're trying to do all of this with what is still a growing skills gap in manufacturing. And this is where advanced analytics and certainly our approach, Microsoft's specific approach to advanced analytics can really help. And we've kind of got two things that we're trying to do to make sure that the skills gap in manufacturing and the fact that data scientists are in huge demand, that we can basically address this need to apply advanced analytics technology to address this digital transformation in manufacturing with a couple of different approaches. On the left-hand side of the slide here, we're looking at the delivery of what we call a solution template. So we have Cortana Intelligent Solution Templates that give you a fast start. You don't have to be an expert in data science to leverage these. But they get you up and running, let you get a proof of concept going very quickly. And one of those examples is kind of in quality assurance, and I'll demonstrate that to you shortly. Another key area is demand forecasting, and demand forecasting is important because we kind of need to give manufacturing as much notice as possible of what they need to make and when. What I'll also talk about is some finished solutions that our partners are delivering, where pretty much that's delivered as an app. And I'm going to highlight a couple of examples from Wipro using advanced analytics for asset failure analysis, and Hitachi, who are doing something with IoT predictive analytics for connected field service scenarios. So taking a quick look at the quality assurance solution template, this kind of quick start for you to go after quality assurance problems in manufacturing. What we've done here is basically provide a solution that really lets you get at the root cause analysis of quality problems in a complex manufacturing process where you may have multiple steps in manufacturing. The product may pass your traditional tests at each step and yet fail at the end, or actually fail when it gets to the customer. So actually getting to the root cause analysis of the problem and what is causing that problem at each step of manufacturing, whether that's machine tolerances, whether it's the operating conditions of the machine, and correlating that with quality data is a technique that we've used with Jabil. And I'm going to demonstrate that solution to you in more depth. Okay, let's take a quick look at the quality assurance solution template for manufacturing. If we just click on try it now, you'll see a Power BI dashboard here. I'm just going to click down on the left-hand side just to click into the introduction before I show you, and this kind of tells you a little bit about the solution template itself. It's really allowing us to take a deep dive into a multi-step manufacturing process and actually build a model from the quality results that are taken from each step, as well as final testing and even failures and quality results we may get after it's left manufacturing, so returns, and actually put together a model that allows us to predict failures in a more amenable way. And as I discussed earlier, that means we can kind of predict a failure maybe at step two in this five-step process that we're showing here. This happens to be based on some work that we did with Jabil, the third largest contract manufacturer in the world. If you look at the actual solution template, we are simulating five steps in a process similar to Jabil's. And at each one, we've kind of put together all the pieces that you need to basically be able to do that kind of correlation of the IoT data that you are getting from the floor, the quality test data that you're getting from the floor, and combine that to build a model that actually predicts when a part is going to fail. So then you can stop a part going from step two to step three, which may be a very important step. In the case of Jabil, that is when they start to add the expensive components onto the board. So that's something you can't reverse, you can't rework. So if you know the board has already failed at step two, you kind of want to be able to reject that. And so we've put together a simulator here. Not a very good production line in this particular case, because if we really had this kind of failure rate all the way through, we'd be getting something like 3 to 5% managing to get to step five. But for the purposes of you to basically be able to simulate and then start to plug in your own IoT data and get a solution up and running very quickly to kind of do this quality assurance in manufacturing and avoid those kind of expensive scrap or rework situations, this is a really good representative solution for manufacturing. Okay, let's look at demand forecasting and the solution template here. This particular case, what we're doing is really taking a look at how we can actually make life easier for manufacturers, again, by doing a better job of forecasting. So as I mentioned, there's a lot of change that is being forced on manufacturing to switch between products because of the proliferation of products or SKUs that they're expected to make in kind of the new assemble to order, configure to order, or even engineer to order that customers are demanding. So what we're doing here is really allowing you to look at the prices you should be charging for the products that you're making, but also start to actually model how you could shape demand. So how could you actually smooth out the number of changeovers potentially that you have to do back in manufacturing, or maybe not giving the right answer for manufacturing, but doing the right thing for the business. It might be, how do I optimize the product mix, the right mix of products that's going to give me the maximum profit? And so this is obviously a common problem. It doesn't just apply to manufacturing. It applies to consumer goods and other areas as well. But it has particular relevance to manufacturing. So I did want to highlight this one as well in terms of being able to smooth out some of that demand volatility that is kind of forcing its way all the way back through the supply chain to core manufacturing. Now I want to highlight a couple of finished solutions from partners that are really helping us address. And both the examples I'm going to show in the next couple of slides are kind of in the that servitization area where people are trying to drive improved field service of products that they've already sold. In this case, Wipro, with their asset failure analysis, are really providing the complete tool set that you need to really get at the root cause analysis of failures. And so they're using a combination of logistic regression and artificial neural networks to kind of get at the root cause of failures of complex assets. And so they can get right down to, you know, what are the part failures that may be causing the problem? And of course, that then means they can either do a better job of getting those parts at the right location in the supply chain for where those failures are going to occur, or hopefully do something more proactive, right, in terms of either going out and proactively maintaining those products for your customers, or pushing that back into the design process, or changing a supplier if it's a particular supplier's problem. So this application really gives you that ability to do all of that asset failure analysis. And of course, then you can feed that into business processes. The next example I'm going to look at is with Hitachi. So Hitachi are doing something similar, albeit very focused on IoT-enabled products in the field. And so with their finished solution, what they're doing is providing everything you need to intelligently predict the failure before they occur. So they are augmenting a lot of the things that we do with Dynamics 365 Connected Field Service. But they're expanding on the ability to go beyond remote monitoring into this predictive maintenance. And so they're actually doing also some form of root cause analysis. And a couple of others I don't have slides on, but I kind of want to call out. An interesting example would be work that's being done by Blue Granite on product mix optimization. They've done a lot of work with chemical companies and kind of doing clustering of all the different products that can be made on their facilities and optimizing what that product mix should be, either to help production or to actually increase profitability. They're also doing some creative things around applying that to say, what products could I make on similar facilities. So I wanted to call out some work that Blue Granite is doing on solutions. And then another one that's very public and you can go out and search on Bing or Google for is really by New Signature and work that they've done with Hershey's on their Twizzlers. And that one gets back to that manufacturing core where by building a multivariate model on the tanks that hold all of that licorice that goes into Twizzlers, they've been able to basically control or advise on the control of 22 different sensors to make sure that they produce the right specification of that Twizzler. If you make it too fat, as in it's 1% heavier, you're giving away a lot of money in terms of what you're packaging. So by actually getting tighter control over those 22 sensors, they can reduce the amount of product giveaway. And so that's another example of really how advanced analytics is being applied in new ways in manufacturing. And then I want to take a few minutes to say, you know, what's different about Microsoft's approach? Well, I think as you've heard, we're kind of focused on industry solutions and either working with partners on finished solutions or providing the accelerators for common business scenarios that we're seeing. And we're also trying to deliver it in a fashion that means you don't have to have a whole team of data scientists. You could be a small business, a large business. It doesn't really matter. You can actually spin up these capabilities on Azure and actually get to value very quickly. So advanced analytics certainly isn't new to manufacturing. Many of us have had experience in operations research, and we've done Six Sigma quality for years, and we've done multivariate modeling for years. And so many of us have libraries that we've built up, particularly if we have complex assets, then we may have built libraries in R or Python or other languages. And our intention is that you can still leverage that. You can leverage that with these solutions take that investment forward and expand and address the significant skills gap we have in manufacturing, but also in recruiting data scientists. And it's easy to get started, right? Just go to the Cortana Intelligence Gallery to find out more about the manufacturing vertical solution templates I showed you, quality assurance and demand forecasting, and we keep adding to that library. I also want to point you at, if you really want SaaS solutions, focused industry solutions for manufacturing and our other verticals, then I also want to point you at appsource.microsoft.com, or you can just put in appsource.com and you'll kind of find those finished solutions there. Quick and easy, many of them with trials that you can spin up just as quickly as I showed you on the quality assurance solution template. Well, I hope you're as passionate as I am about the opportunity to leverage advanced analytics in powering the digital transformation on manufacturing. Go try these solutions out today.